a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for downloading us. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for saying nice things about us when you leave a review on iTunes. You know what? I'll say it. Thanks just for being you. Aren't we marvelous? Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello there, Darren.
Right, when you say, aren't we marvelous?
Mm-hmm.
Each and every one of us.
Yeah, the family.
The family.
The Dave and Darren family. And you are a part of it just by listening to this podcast. You're part of the family. So many people had a lot of really nice things to say at the couple events I did over the weekend. We had Brood Live at the QCC Expo Center.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of people that say, oh, I miss the show. I miss you and Darren. And I say, you know.
We've done 900 podcasts. Oh, you have?
This is the thing.
Now, where do I find that on the radio?
You don't. And this is not for everybody. I mean, there are just some people that are just never going to wrap their heads around it. So they want to tell me.
I had one of those this weekend.
They want to tell me how much they miss the show. And I'm thinking, the show has never really ended. And there's 900 episodes you can go and listen to.
Truth be told.
And in a lot of ways, it's a much better show than it ever was.
Truth be told.
Yes.
You've got a lot of catching up to do.
Well, I know there are.
Now, you have to become a patron. To listen to everything.
Yes.
If you just want to start from ground zero.
Yes.
But if that's not your scene.
We have a couple of texts a little later on in the show, people that are trying to do that, going back and listening to all of the shows.
Yeah.
Which I think is a special kind of, I don't know what that is.
Madness.
It's an absurd madness. We'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. But yeah. People saying they loved us and they missed us, and there were an equal number of people that said they liked the podcast and they subscribe and are patrons. So
well,
it was great
you.
Meeting everybody at Brood Live, and it was great meeting a handful of people too. I was lucky enough to be asked once again to MC the GG's Playhouse event at the Waterfront Convention Center. Those are amazing families, and yeah, ran into your buddy Bloomberg there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
there's some stories.
I got the feeling there were some stories, but we were on stage. He was doing his auction stuff
for the
charity event there, and man, that guy's got a talent for that stuff. I'll tell you what. All right, let's.
It's a family tradition.
Oh, is his dad on auctioneer?
It runs in the family.
Yeah, I imagine that's the kind of thing you need to have like a certain skill for.
Or practice.
Yeah.
Hey, better. Champ, over here, champ.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Although, it was kind of late in the evening when it was time for the live auction stuff, and by then people were done paying attention to us, and he had to say a couple times, like, folks, I need you just to listen to us for a couple more minutes.
Just pay
Everybody,
attention.
If you could just please give us a minute here.
I know that all of you are quite compromised.
No.
As are we.
Got a story here of a bus driver who had decided she had had enough. And she ends up, this is in Pennsylvania, she's a school bus driver. And I think that takes an enormous amount of patience.
A patience that you don't appreciate when you're a child.
Right? Right?
When you're a kid, you're like, what?
Why are they always so crouchy?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Jesus Christ. All you got to do is drive a bus, which seems like a really cool
kid. Do you remember
cool
that? Do you remember hearing when you were a kid that that older people don't like, they don't like kids? And you're like, what?
Yeah.
How? What?
Aren't we the best?
How is that even possible?
Who doesn't enjoy children?
That entire neighborhood over there.
Lori Ann Makos is 44 years old, and she has been charged with 26 counts of endangering the welfare of children. This happened at Northampton Senior High School in Pennsylvania. She got fed up.
And I thought that was the cat.
Oh, what's
I'm
going
sorry.
On?
Sorry.
Hey, buddy.
No, I thought that was the cat. I'm like, that cat is really making, because cats can make that real kind of human noise.
That's the boy.
When they're in heat.
No, that's the boy. It's spring break, so they're going to be here all week.
Spring break, okay.
Mm-hmm. The bus driver had enough of it, and in fact, she was charged with DUI and 26 counts of endangering the kids. I want to play you this, because at some point, she just pulls over the bus at a bus station, says, that's enough, tells the kids to F right off. And then runs away from the bus, holding her middle finger in the air, walking away from the bus.
Is that when she started drinking, or has she already started?
Should we follow her?
Here's the report.
This is a video taken by a Northampton area school student allegedly showing their bus driver leaving a bunch of kids stranded at a gas station in Bath, Northampton County.
I thought we got a good lady, but apparently I'm wrong.
16-year-old Mason Persiani says when he got on the bus at Northampton Senior High School
around Friday afternoon,
he felt his bus driver was agitated. Minutes later, as the driver was driving kids on her normal route, another video captures kids in a panic.
Oh my God, I'm literally getting off the bus.
Persiani claims the driver was swerving.
The major thing in the ride that threw everybody off was when there was a turn, a right-hand turn, and when she took it, she was going far too fast. She ended up being halfway into the opposing lane of traffic. That was probably the scariest point in the ride. At that point, my heart was racing. I was pretty nervous.
Call the school. This is not even funny.
Mason says
kind of funny, though.
Joking about the driver's driving until they couldn't take it anymore.
Pull over!
You can hear a student telling the driver to pull over. At first, Persiani claims the driver refused.
And she ended up telling us to, I don't know if I can curse, but she told us to go f*** ourselves.
But I'm gonna, because I wanna.
Stuck her hand in the air and flipped us off.
Then there was this exchange.
Yes!
Do you want me just to pull over and then we'll call your parents to pick you up? No, yeah, that's what we want. So she abandons the school bus at the gas station. There's 30 kids on it. And then she walks away with her finger in the air.
Older kids.
Stuck her hand in the air and flipped us off. Yeah.
Yeah, these all look like kids that are riding the bus for the last time.
Well, let me ask you this. Why is a 16-year-old even riding a bus? Huh? What's that about?
Can't afford car insurance.
Well, okay. That does make sense then.
Yeah, but these were older kids.
Well, this kid, you just heard from his 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They ended up charging her with DUI, and the fact that she was kind of all over the road, I think, is... This is a story we can play and have some fun with, because none of the kids got killed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different story if driver takes 26 teenagers out in a bus plunge. That's a different story, isn't it?
And the girl thinks that she literally got off the bus, huh?
Yeah, boy, that does drive me crazy, too. I'm literally going to get off the bus.
What you did was you got off the bus.
Right. Literally.
No.
Literally.
No. You actually, you did.
I literally am going to get off the bus. Go ahead. Another story of a bride who was looking for some advice, and this kind of backfired on her. She went on one of these websites, Reddit, and she said she was wondering about something. She has a really good friend that she wanted to have in her bridal party, but she decided she couldn't have her in the bridal party because she said the woman's boobs were just too big, and it would be too much of a distraction on her big day. Everyone will be looking at her boobs and not focused on me.
I need to dress you down somehow.
Mm-hmm. And she basically was on this Reddit saying, I'm right to not invite her, right, everybody? I shouldn't invite my big-chested friend to be in my bridal party because everyone will be looking at her boobs and not me. And this website just tore this woman apart saying, you're a monster.
That's too bad.
Well,
so she was inviting her to the wedding. She just didn't want her standing up there with her.
She asked friends from work, college, and childhood to be bridesmaids for her upcoming summer wedding. But she's refrained from asking her old friend Aaron from being a bridesmaid because she has massive breasts due to a hormone disorder. She said here... In a good way? Well, I mean, I would argue in a good way, but Aaron probably doesn't think so. I've got a hormone disorder that makes my...
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Well, no, no. God bless. I originally planned on asking Aaron to be a bridesmaid, but then I started thinking about the logistics of getting a bridesmaid dress tailored to fit her dimensions and how she won't be capable of wearing a strapless dress because she can't do strapless bras. Also, Aaron has these shoulder pads for her bra straps that she's insecure about, so she would need a dress with sleeves, realistically.
So a different,
and does that mean
different
I have
dress.
To settle on a bridesmaid dress with sleeves for all the girls to wear in the heat of summer, or does Aaron have to be the only one wearing a different dress? It stressed me out immensely, and I felt once it would be borderline impossible to find a resolution that wouldn't somehow embarrass and or ostracize Aaron. And there's the other issue that she might be flirting with Bridezilla. She says, here's the other issue that might be flirting with Bridezilla territory. Part of me has a fear that Aaron's presence would be a distraction. I've been Erin's friend since we were kids and have seen how people react to her situation.
Before the boobs.
When people think back on my wedding, I want them to think about how beautiful the venue was or how nice the wedding party looked, or dare I say, my fiance and I finally getting hitched. I don't want people to remember my wedding for the bridesmaid with the giant boobs. She's right, though. That is what everybody would remember.
So this would have been my advice.
Yeah.
To do what you want to do and don't talk about it.
Right.
If those are all the reasons that you have,
mm-hmm.
Listen, you do what you want to do.
Yes.
Don't bring it up. And then it'd be like, well, that's strange that Erin wasn't one of your bridesmaids. I thought you guys were close friends. Oh, yeah, I just didn't make the cut.
Right, no, I just didn't make the cut. We decided we wanted 5 or 4 or whatever. Yeah.
I just wanted a smaller wedding, and yeah. I didn't need... she was going to count as 2 anyway. So...
I mean,
we wanted a smaller wedding, and by a smaller wedding, we meant not those big boobs.
My goodness,
we didn't want any boobs in the wedding any bigger than mine.
Well, maybe don't go on Reddit and name your friend with a hormone disorder.
Don't admit to it.
Right. So now everyone's talking about it. This could have been just your private little thing.
Yes. Keep it to yourself, yeah. To your grave if you yeah. need to.
Well, this is the problem with people wanting to go online and find validation.
Well, if you're looking for advice, come to us first.
Sure. Sure.
Let's keep it in a smaller circle
than going on an
international platform.
Boobies.
Right. You want to get into the top five things?
I think we should do that.
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, and they are presenting Easter Mayhem. One weekend only, Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10. Admission is just $15, VIP 20. Tickets are available in advance at the website factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, invites you and yours to celebrate spring in a unique way. It's Easter Mayhem. It's an all-new event to the Quad Cities. Navigate through the haunted house while Tootsie's bunnies wait to pounce when you least expect it. I don't know if I could take that. Bright colors and fake grass aren't part of this Easter celebration. However, there will be a prize involved for some lucky victims. It is, again, Easter Mayhem Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10. Sean Flynn will be there with a free photo booth, courtesy of Sean Flynn Photography. And coming soon, Factory of Fear's first ever summertime haunt. Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presents Easter Mayhem, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their ham and cheese, premium sliced ham with provolone cheese. It's absolutely delicious. How about trying homemade tuna? Their homemade recipe made fresh daily. That's at Capriati's. Make sure you like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, let's get into the top five things. Now with number... Thank you.
Number one.
That's really actually pretty good advice for everybody. Keep it to yourself.
Right. You know, there's that saying, don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness. Uh-huh. But our saying is, how about you just keep your trap shut?
Just keep it to yourself. You're going to be so much better off.
Mark Zuckerberg, the guy behind Facebook. There are reports that this guy has a secret escape tunnel that's built beneath his conference room.
Well, of course he does.
This doesn't surprise you?
Why wouldn't you? No!
An escape passageway beneath an office conference room for emergencies.
I'd be disappointed if he didn't have one.
They spend $10 million a year protecting Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook does.
Uh-huh.
He used to have this habit when they started giving him executive protection, he would just kind of wander off without telling anybody where he was going,
mm-hmm.
which when you're paying, you know, bodyguards $10 million a year, they don't like that.
And there's plenty of people out there with nets trying to catch you.
Right! Didn't always keep a security team in the loop.
When's the last time we had a big, giant celebrity ransom?
Frank Sinatra Jr.? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember. When was the last time somebody got kidnapped
When was the last time someone got mackled?
Maybe it's Mackle.
Mary Jane Mackle.
She wasn't that famous,
No, she was
though.
Not famous at all.
No.
So
she was famous for having the Hong Kong flu.
And getting buried alive.
Yeah, not a good combination. So they've built this escape hatch in the boardroom there. They say that they have to, if he goes to a bar, they have to go and sweep the bar to make sure it's safe.
Oh, boy.
If he has any new doctors or trainers, or if he wants to take up a new hobby, they have to go and vet everybody.
This is like being Prince.
They drive him everywhere.
The security team successful.
Monitors traffic to make sure that his route is okay. Apparently, he's not the best driver, by the way. Members of the guard will sit in front of the rooms that he's in, and if they ever gives talks, they have them all around the crowd just in case somebody tries to rush him. They wear civilian clothes to try and blend in with the non-security employees.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a large glass-walled conference room that has bullet-resistant windows and a panic button and a secret panic chute that his team can evacuate him down to get him out of the office in a hurry.
Does he have children yet?
I'm not sure if Mark Zuckerberg has kids. I think he might, but I don't know. Yeah, no thanks.
That uncomfortable conversation of telling the kid why everyone wants to steal them.
Yeah.
Something, most people don't deal with.
No.
And wouldn't want to deal with.
Right. I mean, there's the stranger danger talk, but then there's the,
yeah.
No, really.
No, they're, no they're,
they will.
You are not paranoid. You have every right to be on edge.
They want
all of us.
Two.
Now, good night, honey. Strangers want to kidnap you and hold you for ransom.
Right now they're plotting it.
And the second we get you back, another group of strangers is going to figure out a way to put you in a sack and ransom you off. Good
And inject God. You with the Hong Kong flu.
Oh, Barbara. Milk Coke is a big deal now. Apparently this is something that's blowing up on Twitter. Milk and Coke.
As opposed to Milk and Pepsi, the Laverne.
Right. There is a comedy writer who went on Twitter and said that Milk Coke is a real thing. He says Brummies love it. Brummies are people that live, I believe, in Birmingham over in England. He says, we can all move on from this discussion now. I will be taking no further questions. And then there's a tweet of him drinking the Milk Coke and enjoying it. Apparently, it doesn't taste much different than, say, a Coke float, which is, you know, Coke and vanilla ice cream. That's a black cow, right? Isn't that
yes.
a black cow?
Yes.
Now, I don't know about black cows. I would think root beer float makes more sense to me. Something about the vanilla and the root beer, I think that's a nice combination.
Mm.
I don't know about vanilla ice cream and a Coca-Cola. Does that work for you?
I've had it. Yeah, it's good.
Milk Coke, they say, is absolutely delicious, and it's best when it's 2/3 full of Coke, not Diet Coke, and then 1/3 of whole milk. That's the Milk Coke that people are going nuts for. If you think Coke milk is disgusting, if you ever had a Coke float, it's delicious. I don't know. I don't know about this. Would you try a Milk Coke? Is that something you would do?
It's not going to be on the top of my list.
Right.
But yes, I mean, I'm a big boy. I think I could handle that.
Yeah. Milk and Coke together, I just...
Although I'm off the soda for right now. I'm still trying to choke down these cucumber melons.
How are those? How many did you buy?
A 12-pack. I think I'm down to like maybe the last couple.
Oh, it's not good.
Listen, news. We're all on this journey together.
It's not good news.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, where they right now have their bridal sale going on. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options and help them find the perfect gift for every occasion. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. They're open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. Of course, when you're there with a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner with a purchase. That's at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Again, their new home in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. The podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. Guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Before we get into the top five things, I have some texts on the text line.
We're not in the top five things?
No, those are just... no, I'm sorry. Yeah, before we complete the top five things.
Complete.
Yeah, we got number three here coming up in a moment. But before I want to... By my top five things, I mean my top five things that the listeners are sending us. Before I get into that, well, let's just get into it, I suppose. Okay. No, this is what I wanted to say. You've confused me, but I've confused myself.
Yeah, you started it.
We've got these great texts from some listeners that I want to share with you after this quick break. We'll be right back.
And we're back.
Oh, that was a fun commercial. I enjoyed listening to it. It sounded like a really good offer.
Hmm?
I don't know. This is from a 815 area code. 815. Top five things. Number one, any word on the Jim King tape? No, I keep meaning to ask about that. I just, you know.
Lock and seal.
Yeah. I'm still very much working to earn the trust of those people, but I'll get there. Number two, Dave saying stoled instead of stole. So, like, I'll say, yeah, he stole a car. Something. He stole a car.
Yeah.
Instead of stole a car. Is that something I do?
I don't know. Sounds like something I do, truth be told.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it is something I do, because as I read it, I thought... Well, I don't think I'm wrong, but I probably am. That's probably the wrong verb tense.
Yeah.
Hmm. Number three, I can't hear the word struggling or plummeting without thinking of Broadway Joe. Broadway Joe never says plummeting.
No, does he? We do plummeting.
I want to kiss you.
Yeah, of course you do.
Plummeting.
Struggling.
Ratings are plummeting.
Plummeting. Number four, ever consider compiling an oral history of Amazing Larry? That's not bad. It's not a bad idea. That'd be quite a project.
Yeah.
Amazing Larry.
Like some sort of timeline?
Amazing Larry, an oral history.
Through the years.
You know, just like TJ would have some things to say, and Joy, and Neighbors, and, you know, people who've known him
best.
I don't
think we can
reach
out to Fang anymore.
Is Fang no longer on this plane of existence?
He's still on planet Earth, but I just don't think
under 6 feet of it.
Maybe.
Okay, Fang was his friend with the fake leg, right?
Yes, right. That Larry turned into an ashtray.
And then number five, it says, "What does Darren do at night if he claims to not watch any TV?"
I didn't say I don't watch TV, but I just watch it with the sound down.
Which is, see, that's weird though. To most of us, that seems like a strange thing.
Hmm.
That you aren't enjoying the audio, you just like the visuals.
I like the moving pictures. To this day, it amazes me
that
something like that even exists.
Now, wait, is that man inside the box, or what goes
is
on
that
there?
Man, now that woman who's talking to me in my car,
mm-hmm.
She's talking to just me.
Now I have to check this out, but Jason in Dubuque says, when I Google street mapped Larry's address,
yes,
it says, I'm 90% sure when you go to it on Google, the picture is captured. It captures him smoking outside on the front patio.
Is that true?
He says it's got to be him.
Yeah.
So I want to look that up before we're done with the show.
Sure.
I want a street address.
See if we can verify that.
And we can take a look and see if when So he was having his smoke when the Google car came by?
Well, I mean, the odds are pretty good. Although he... Only during decent weather, because he's grandfathered in.
No, I don't think that's how that works. I know that's what he says, but that's not...
what he's saying.
No. Here's a 309 who's, I guess, going back and listening to old episodes. It says here, number 407, Reinventing Toast. Excellent episode. That's when the timpani roll started. Oh, and Bemillion. Such a historical, groundbreaking episode.
Mm.
Have to go check that out. All you patrons can go and enjoy that. Here's 563. Yes, the Wicked Witch does say, "What a world!
What a world! What a world!"
Well, yeah, we played the audio.
No, we've got proof.
I don't know that that was that debated.
We went ahead and proved that day.
Right. All right. Let's get into number.
I'm just saying that we all need to do it now when something kind of bad happens.
What
to
a world!
When something bad happens to us.
Three.
You get pulled over by the cops. Oh, what a world! What
it's
a world!
Such an odd thing to say for your last words. She knows she's dying. Uh-huh. She's dissolving. And her last words are, what a world, what a world.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. Okay, number three. Guy got arrested for choking somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you'll be on this guy's side. This happened on March 4th. Pittsburgh man is facing a number of charges after he choked the driver of a vehicle that he was riding in. Which doesn't seem like the best thing to do if you're a passenger.
He was doing what?
He's in a car.
Yes.
And he's choking the driver.
Okay, right.
Of the vehicle he was riding in.
Mm-hmm.
Why was he choking the dude? Because it was March 4th and the driver was singing Christmas songs.
Yeah, I am kind of on board.
According to the criminal complaint.
Although, you know what? I might actually be able to take it right now.
Really?
Because it's just one random person doing it, as opposed to it being everywhere. It being everywhere is what I don't care for.
According to the criminal complaint, the victim said he was giving Clayton Lucas a lift in his vehicle when the passenger reached around his seat and began to choke the driver.
I want to choke you.
Choking.
Blubbering.
Struggling to breathe. The driver said that Lucas began to choke him in an effort to make him stop singing Christmas songs.
Yeah, stop that.
Victim claimed he was choked to the point where he nearly passed out. Officer noted in the criminal complaint that the victim's neck appeared to be red and he had broken blood vessels in his eyes. Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. You don't want Darren on that jury because this guy will walk.
Yeah, I probably would never get put on that jury.
No, with your... with your anti-Christmas song hatred, very well known.
Number four.
Number four, they've released a line of beer that's made just for dogs. It's called Good Boy Dog Beer.
Mm-hmm.
A couple in Houston has released this. It's a line of beer for dogs called Good Boy Dog Beer. Now,
that's not beer.
Well, because dogs are allergic to hops. Like, yes. It could be fatal.
Yes.
I remember...
That was one of the things.
You bought hops you were going to grow in your backyard,
yes.
And then you found out that if a dog eats a hop, it'll die. So then the hops got transported here.
We've had dog beer before, but it's like some sort of savory liquid. I mean, it's clearly not beer.
Well, the dogs... these dog beers are either pork, chicken, or veggie-based, and they're non-alcoholic.
Right.
They started production in August with an IPA called...
I'll say this, they liked it.
There's the Mailman Malt Liquor, there's a Session Squirrel, and a fourth beer is coming out. There's the IPA Lot in the Yard, and then there's something called the next one that's coming out, it's called the Crotch Sniffin' Ale.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I might even go for that.
Yeah, I don't know that that's a bad name for beer for humans, to be honest.
No.
That could be fantastic.
Something, save it for the weekend.
What are you doing, drinking a crotch sniffing ale there, are you?
Well, it is Saturday night.
Number five.
Finally, number five, a debate on the floor of the U.S. House about the band Nickelback. Mark Pocan is a Democrat from Wisconsin, and there was a provision in the census survey that they were arguing about. So the Republicans and Democrats were arguing back and forth. And then this guy, here, I'll play this from CSAN. He takes a shot at Nickelback.
I would just like to add, in 2016, when the census and the Federal Register asked for comment on this, 77,000 people did comment. Only four wanted to keep this provision. Everyone else wanted to change this out of 77,000. That's probably about the percent of people who think Nickelback is their favorite band in this country. It's pretty low. And I think if you look at Nickelback's your favorite band, I apologize to the gentleman.
Why would you criticize one of the greatest bands of the 90s?
Wow. All right. One more reason why there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans clearly found on the floor of Congress today.
Yeah. Nickelback is getting argued about now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about great band from the 90s. First of all, 2000s was more of their era.
Yes. Did they release anything in the 90s?
I don't think Nickelback had any releases in the 90s.
No, I think it was just right at 2000, wasn't
it? Yes. People like, Nickelback's coming to town now. I don't know if you've seen this.
They are again.
Yeah, they're going to be at the fair this year.
Oh.
And there is a local Facebook group where what they want to do is They want to get a couple thousand people together to go to the fair and just boo Nickelback the entire concert.
Well, you know what? I'm sure the people at the fair are more than willing to sell you tickets.
How does that help?
I don't know.
Is that the dumbest thing you've ever heard? We're going to buy tickets. We're going to go to the show. We're going to boo them the whole time. They're not my favorite band.
Met them. They were nice guys.
Nice enough fellas. And they certainly did well every time they've come to this town. They sold out the Tax Slayers.
Somebody likes them.
I guess they had 9,000 people at Kiss last night.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Huh.
You didn't go to that?
I did not.
You've seen Kiss live?
I did.
When was that? The last time they were here on their farewell tour?
No, it was...
Were you at the RKO show?
No. But it was an earlier Mark appearance.
Okay. Yeah, because they've been with Mark, I think, 4 or 5
Something
times.
Something like that. Yeah. It might have been the first time they were there I saw them.
I've never been.
Because I know that my nephew went, and he was a little kid, and he's 33 years old or something.
Okay, so right when the first shows of the Mark, maybe.
Probably the first Kiss one.
Those, by the way, were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein, or how about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today, and you can mine all of those podcast, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com.
What's Larry's address? I'm going to type this in while you...
603.
Okay. Uh-huh.
North Prospect Street.
And that's in Cambridge.
Cambridge. And Cambridge, Illinois is 61238.
Okay.
So you see if you can find Larry.
603, you say?
603.
Okay.
The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck, a couple ways that you can get a hold of them. You can email capriotisfoodtruck@gmail.com or call 563-284-2331. Again, if you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, that's how you get a hold of them. Capriati's, again, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle, including...
Mm-hmm.
Some delicious salads as well. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And don't forget the gift cards. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right. I see a cat. Is this it here? That's not it, is it? Is that his apartment complex?
Yes.
I don't see anyone smoking here, Jason. I don't know. Maybe you got to zoom in on it or something. I don't,
what about over now?
There's a cat, but he says it's on like a patio, right?
Yeah.
I don't see. It looks like somebody was mowing the lawn.
There's one.
Is that him? Having a cigarette there?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well.
That hair doesn't look jet black enough.
Yeah, that's not Larry. Larry would have darker hair than that. That's just some gentleman sitting on a chair. Oh, that would have been great. Because... I mean, I'd like to sit here and say, what are the chances of taking a picture of Larry smoking? But the chances are good to excellent.
Yes.
To outstanding. That's going to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things. We will be back, we hope, tomorrow.
We'll
with
be back
episode.
Tomorrow.
But that's tomorrow. Until we get a chance to do it for you then.
Hang loose, Skooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Nailed it.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.